Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many cats, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. Welcome, listeners from all over the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in whenever you get a chance to. Our link online is blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. Our episode streams are picked up by many of your favorite platforms out there online, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Amazon, Audible. I know I'm leaving out a few, but check us out on their website and also their app. Everybody, I want to talk about an event that occurred last week, and I'm referencing Hurricane Ian. Last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, in our home, we were glued to the Weather Channel, and we were told the Tampa Bay area would have a direct hit and impact with a Category 4 storm, which is equivalent to 150 mile-an-hour winds. Well, I live in the Tampa Bay area, in a city called Palm Harbor, about 30 minutes away from Tampa. And we were stressed out a little bit, you know, watching the track of this storm. And last minute, as this storm headed over Cuba, it took a southwest turn and hit the coast near Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, Fort Myers. And once again, this area and region were spared. But I got to tell you, everybody, last weekend and, you know, this week, and I'll reference the Jimi Hendrix song, I've been walking around in the haze. There's no doubt about it. Very numb to see the impact on the footage and the devastation it's caused many people in those affected areas. And I mean, this storm actually went through the entire state and exited the East Coast into the Atlantic and reformed to almost a Category 2 storm again and hit again in Charleston, South Carolina. I've never seen anything like it. You know, we're spared again. This is two times. I've lived in Florida since 1989. 2004, we had Hurricane Charley, and then this storm, two times we're spared. But my heart and prayers go out to the families who have lost loved ones during this storm. The footage is devastating, and it's surreal. And I've not done this on the show before, but I want to take a 20-second moment of silence for the people who lost their lives in Hurricane Ian. Thank you very much. This radio show concept and title is based on my first in-studio recording, of course titled Original Lyrics Dream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. I'm going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. My website, russellfoiseymusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer. I've recorded two full albums, Original Lyric Stream and Constructive or Destructive. Produced Cam Lorem's full album, Writing in the Stars. And also my new music, my new EP, Causeway Bridge, has been out since June 30th. And I have a new single out since September 6th, titled Dream. So six new tracks of music, all doing well and on all the major platforms. So take a listen if you can. All right, time for our next guest interview, and you're viewing our photo slideshow online with Ari Rose. Let's play a great track from Ari. This is titled Proof.
¶¶
Songwriter, musician, originally on our show June 17th, 2021. Our return guest, Ari Rose, thank you so much for being back on Original Lyrics Dream Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be back.
Hello, hello. Well, welcome back. That's a great track we just heard in Proof. That's a nice tempo. And tell me about the story and inspiration behind this one.
Thank you. The song was written after a breakup. The song is pretty much about, you know, if he wanted to, he would. I really was inspired by a lot. I love the 80s, and the sound was kind of like inspired by like modern pop meets 80s. So that's kind of where that little blend comes from.
Very nice. Remind everybody, Ari, where you're originally from and where you currently reside today.
Well, I lived in New York for about 13 or 14 years, and then I moved to Florida. I'm in South Florida, and I've been here ever since. Currently, I'm in Palm City.
And which coast is Palm City in?
That's actually on the East Coast. Thankfully,
okay.
We were safe from the storm.
Yeah, that's Mother Nature. We live in paradise here, but annually we have to deal with this topic. And you never know which way these storms are going. It's a scary proposition.
Exactly. But regardless, I'm very grateful to live in beautiful, sunny Florida.
Yes. Yeah, the weather's getting cooler, too, so we have a little less humidity.
Yeah.
Talk to me, Ari, about some of the musical genres I hear in your sound and music. I hear quite a few.
So when we had first met, I was playing a lot of, like, piano ballads, and I'm sort of turning into more of like a pop artist than anything, really. I really love pop. It's always the direction that I've wanted to go in, and I just didn't know how to execute it. Now I've got some great resources and other friends that are helping me achieve that goal. So I'm kind of more, I like to describe myself as like dream pop or dance pop. You have a little bit of 80s in there, a little bit of like modern. You have some rock in some of the stuff that hasn't been released yet. there is a little bit of a rock to it. So,
well, yeah, I do hear like three or four different musical genres, and I totally agree with what you just said. I hear all of that in your sound. I know you and I first met in DeLand, Florida, beautiful downtown area there. Give a plug to DeLand at the original song festival there. And I'd like to tell this story again. I was right on the side of your stage during your set, and you had a little bit of a technical issue with sound. And I was completely amazed how you handled that incident. Instead of kind of throwing a fit, you know, you just kept on moving through your set with a smile. And you kept on performing. Tell us about that.
Oh, thank you. It was really, honestly, nerve-wracking. I might have kept it together on the stage, but internally I was, like, freaking out because, you know, there were all those people there just sitting there staring at me. And for the listeners who don't know, the piano had cut off. And obviously I'm sitting there singing and playing the piano. So when the piano cut off, I didn't really know what to do. So I just kept going. When it came back, it was more like it cut off from the speaker, but it was still playing out loud. So from the actual speaker on the piano. So I turned up the volume and I was singing off of there, and I tried to get some people into some clapping. And just try to get them involved and, you know, keep it going. The show must go on.
You handled that extraordinary, and I couldn't believe it. You know, for a little bit, you were an a cappella artist without the piano, but, you know, you did a great job there, and you really kept your composure.
Thank you so much. I come from, like, a little theater background, so I just know you got to improvise when something goes wrong.
You know, and on that subject, you know, we just performed at the Ormond Beach Song Festival on September 24th. Talk about this format. You know, when I first heard about it, you know, it's a three-city festival rotation, and the singer-songwriter is first. They want to hear your original songs, and I have never heard of a series like this. You know, usually you play, you know, bars or restaurants, what have you. It's the cover song that's first. And this is very unique. Talk about your experiences with these.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love performing at these music festivals. I'd say it's definitely top for me when it comes to venues. And it's something that I look forward to every year, or every season rather. I've had nothing but great experiences going into it. You know, despite a minor sound issue, the rest of it has always just been smooth sailing. The Singer-Songwriter Showcases of America is how I found out about these music festivals. And it's really rewarding to see, you know, people come together and listening to original music. You know, and people from all over the country, from what I understand, travel to these different cities and perform. I've had nothing but great experiences. I love it.
Yeah, you know, it's cool when you're on one of the stages as you're performing. You know, the band following you is right there, and they're kind of giving you support. You know, and you get to mention the upcoming act as you leave the stage. It's really, you know, like a unified, you know, event on each stage, and all the bands are there to support each other.
Yeah, it's really great. And not only that, but you get to meet so many other musicians and make those connections. And, you know, there's a lot of networking that goes around there too. And eventually you just become friends with all of these other original artists, and you can even collaborate with them, you know, later down the line. I met this one band I think at the Delana Palooza a couple years ago, and we met up and played a show together down south, and that was kind of cool because neither of us had known each other and wouldn't have met each other if it wasn't for that festival.
That's a great story, and you make a great point. Networking with, I forgot how many acts were in Ormond Beach, was like 130, which is extraordinary.
Yeah, and I think
that's what it's all about.
And they have so many stages.
They do, and the way they position their stages are great. You know, I applaud everybody involved with, you know, where they set those up because they're all in great spots and, you know, great walk-through traffic between the stages.
Absolutely. I love everything about it, especially that, like, the whole community, it seems, participates. Every store, every restaurant in the downtown area participates. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, I know you mentioned you like 80s music. Who are some of the artists and musicians specifically that you look up to as a mentor?
Oh, man, that's such a hard question. there's so many. I mean, the list could go on and on. Although I do love 80s music, I would say that some of my musical inspirations are not 80s genre. One of them is Sarah Bareilles. Love her. She is fantastic. Hilary Duff, who doesn't quite make music a lot anymore, but her as a person, she's very inspirational, and she's got a huge influence on my music and acting career, for sure. And others down the line lately who has been inspiring my music is Dua Lipa. Love her. Her music really helped me get through some hard times and has inspired me to get the courage to release these pop singles lately.
Very nice. That's a good list.
Yeah, I love
them.
Tell us
about some of the, you have new dance music EP coming out soon, or when do you plan to release that?
I don't have any specific date yet. It's currently in the process of being mixed and mastered. So once that is executed, then I will release it. I'm thinking maybe, hopefully in the springtime. I would like for it to be in the springtime.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the mix and master process. How many times have you listened to your songs prior to the mix?
Oh, gosh. I do. I listen to them on my cell phone with my earbuds, in the car, on the speaker. Like, I listen to them probably a bajillion times. If that was a number, it'd be a very large number.
I'm with you, a bajillion. Yeah, I like the headphones myself. I think you can really dig in deep with the old-fashioned, whether it's earbuds or headphones. I think you can kind of zone in and focus on, you know, specific vocal parts, you know, am I in the right key, or, you know, listen to the instrumentation, and, you know, you really need to focus and zone in before it's mixed.
Absolutely, and I think it's super important to listen on to different platforms, you know, different places, different speakers, to really get the full embodiment of the sound. I personally, headphones are the best. Yes, over the ear, blasted.
Yep. Yeah. Once you release it, you can't go backwards. You can't hit the rewind button.
I know. You know, and that's why I'm so obsessive when it comes to mixing and mastering. I will continue to nitpick every little piece that I think is wrong or needs to be tweaked or that I'm second guessing.
Yep. Yeah, my sound engineer demands that we do 7 takes of everything. So whether it's vocal, whatever, drums, instruments, what have you, 7 takes, and you kind of dread that at the time, but later it really comes in handy because each take is probably slightly different from the previous one. And that comes in handy when you're listening, you know, for potential edits. Can I use take 2? Can I use take 5? You know, what have you. But that really helps when you're recording.
Yes, absolutely. Multiple takes, I think, is a good thing because, you know, you can sit and nitpick which lines sound good. You can do some punches and, you know, end up with a really great song.
Absolutely. Well, everybody, we have another great track from our guest tonight, Ari Rose, and I love this title. This is called Peach Bellini.
I've been holding back, I can't tell you no, tell you no. Summer days is where I wanna be. Pick up the pace, feeling the July breeze. It's all a haze, sipping on peach bellinis. It's not too late, pick up the pace. The time is now, so grab your prosecco, to let it out. Been locked up for so long, we don't know how to act when you're around. When you're around.
Our guest tonight, Ari Rose, that's Peach Bellini. Like that, nice little up-tempo pop track. Tell us about this one, Ari.
Thank you. like I said earlier, I was very much inspired by a lot of the songs that Dua Lipa had released on her future nostalgia album. I was going through a hard time, and listening to Dua Lipa's album kind of made me feel good, listening to something that's upbeat and up-tempo and dancey. So I wanted to release something that was, you know, that would make other people feel good and other people want to get up and dance. So that's where that came from. And the title, Peach Bellini, ironically, I was sitting at my desk and I was eating peach rings. And so I decided to call it Peach Bellini. and, you know, there was a little bit of a summer fling that I had there. So I just kind of threw a little bit of, you know, a line or two of that in there as well. So, yeah, that's how it happened.
Yeah, it sounds like a drink. I'd like to order a peach Bellini.
It is actually. It is peach nectar and Prosecco.
Oh, there you go. Very nice.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about COVID-19. You know, I know artists approach that, you know, differently because obviously you couldn't perform out. What did you really do during that time, and how are you motivated? Did you write more? Did you what was your thought process during that time? And you do have current shows that are coming up?
Yeah. So during COVID, obviously all of my gigs got canceled, but I did take that time to sit and write a lot of songs. And that's actually during that time is when I wrote Proof, the first song that you had played earlier. During COVID, I just did a lot of songwriting. I wrote probably 6 or 7 songs. And then, as far as like shows go, everything was canceled. I didn't really, you know, it was a rough time. I time to songwrite, and here we are. Now I'm finally getting to release some of this stuff. As far as future shows go, I don't have anything right now. I purposely haven't been booking anything because I really want to gear up and get in the recording studio and just try to record as much stuff and then release it. My plan is to release that dance EP and then start, you know, playing shows all over Florida, promoting the album, and really just getting it out there and hopefully bringing some of these songs to more music festivals like the Singer-Songwriter and Delanda Palooza. That is the goal here.
No, that's a great goal. Let's talk about the studio for a little bit. I know it's my favorite place. I mean, you can take, a thought, a melody, a title, lyrics, instrumentation, you're all ready to go. And it's a special day, you know, and you're spending 4 to 5 hours in the studio with a great, you know, sound engineer who's vested in your success. And talk to me about your experiences in the studio. It's the best for me. I love it.
Oh, I absolutely love recording. You're right. It's definitely a day. It's something that I look forward to. When I first started recording, and I want to say this is like 2016, when I first like stepped foot into a recording studio, I had no idea what I was getting into. But after recording a full length album, I kind of became acclimated. I knew what to do moving forward, which I'm very grateful. So after recording my first album, going forward into the studio, you kind of learn the jargon in the studio and you know what you want to do. Basically, I've always had a great experience. I record at Raincat Records in Jensen Beach. That's primarily where most of my music has been recorded. Peach Bellini was recorded with a producer engineer down in West Palm Beach. He had a studio out of his house. Proof was a split of both Raincat Records and an engineer that lives in Tallahassee. So I kind of lately I've been studio hopping, trying to find the right person to mix and master my sound. Cause like I said earlier, I used to be more of like a ballad piano singer songwriter. And now I'm in this pop genre, and I had a hard time finding somebody who could cater to the sound that I was trying to produce. But now
yeah, that
sound,
suits you.
I'm happy.
That suits you very well. I mean, you have a lot of energy in your music. And I think you would agree with this statement, and I mention this to artists all the time. You have to record at least one song in your lifetime. And if you're not doing that, you're really missing out. You got to get in the studio for at least one song. It's not too costly to do. You know, book the time, mix and master the track. You got to record at least one song, right?
Right, exactly. And it's so rewarding to see, you know, at the end, when you finally have your mastered song, to sit there and be like, hey, I made this. I took 8 hours of my time and put this together. It's really rewarding.
No, it is. It is. You know,
I have a question for you.
Sure.
When you record, do you have any rituals that you do, anything specific that you do, like, to get ready for the studio or while you're there?
You know, I just did an interview a couple weeks ago, and my main thing is to be completely organized going in. Practice, practice, practice. Make sure the instrumentation's down, make sure my vocals are down, what key am I in, you know. And as you know, studio time is expensive. You know, so you don't want to waste any time in there. And we always start with the, the instruments first. And I always do the percussion last because we have a click track, you know, to go by, you know, to kind of use for a beat. But my advice to everybody out there is be completely organized and know what you want to do. You don't want to sit in the studio because, the studio engineer is going to be looking at you like, well, wait a minute, what's going on? I thought you guys were ready.
Yeah.
So that's
exactly.
The most important thing. Yeah.
I definitely
appreciate
agree
that.
With you.
Yeah, you got to be ready to go. Our final question, Ari, and we ask this every week, because we like to pay it forward to the new artists out there. And anyone beginning in music tomorrow, what advice would you give them?
Oh, man. Well, what you just said was fantastic. anybody that's beginning in music, I would say don't let people take advantage of you. Be wary of scammers, type of collective group that say, hey, we can get you to perform at, the Super Bowl. Don't do it. It's a scam. don't give anybody money. Yeah. And honestly, keep your head up because you will get a million and one rejections and eventually the acceptance will start to come in. You'll start to book those gigs and, like, just keep your head up because, honestly, you'll take a lot of hits in this industry. But as long as you keep going, you can do it.
Yeah, you make a good point. You're recording music for you, and you're putting it out there, and you never know who's listening in cyberspace, right? So wonderful things could happen, to your music. And, don't listen to the naysayers because they wish they could do what you do.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many haters out there, but, there's always that group of people who love your music and, everybody has an audience. You just have to find yours.
Exactly. Well, Ari, tell us where everywhere we could find you on social media and also the web.
My Instagram is Ari Rosari, which is ARIERosarie. My Twitter is the same, twitter.com/AriRosari_. And on both of those pages, you can, in the bio, you can click the link and that will lead you to all of my music. It'll lead you to where you can stream on any platform.
Isn't Instagram cool? I love it. It's my primary social media channel, and it's just so interactive, user friendly, and sometimes you can even just post a graphic without text. I mean, the kind of picture says 1,000 words.
Yeah, I love Instagram, especially their new Reels feature. That's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. Yep.
I've been trying to post Reels. They have like different bonus programs sometimes, and you can try. You can potentially make money. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, Ari, this has been a great conversation. We love having you on. There'll potentially be a part 3. I know for sure we'll get you on, next year. And, keep up this great, I hear a lot of energy in your music. It's upbeat. I love the pop sound, and you're on the right track. I mean, keep on writing those great songs and, all the best, in the studio with your new dance EP.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that you've had me on your show, and it's always great catching up with you.
Awesome. Well, we hope to see you soon, and have a good night.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Ari. Everybody, please go online, Google search, and purchase Ari Rose Music. You just heard two great tracks. I love her sound. You know, she's so upbeat and positive, and, you know, the energy's great, you know, and that's what you really want to hear in an artist. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music and send that to russellfoisy@gmail.com. We accept all music genre. I'd love to hear your sound. My name is Russell Foisy, again, your host of Original Ear Extreme Radio. I look forward to every episode. This show is really cool. I love doing the show. Thanks again, Bill. And remember, try no matter what you're told. Good night. Stop the end, stop the end.